When the morrow came, most of the morning was given over to talk of grains and greens and sorting meat. Once the maesters in their citadel had proclaimed the first of autumn, wise men put away a portion of each harvest, though how large a portion was a matter that seemed to require much talk. Lady Hornwood was storing a fifth of her harvest. At Maester Lewin's suggestion, she vowed to increase that to a quarter.
"Bolton's bastard is messing men at the dread fort," she warned them. "I hope he means to take them south, to join his father at the Twins. But when I sent to ask his intent, he told me that no Bolton would be questioned by a woman, as if he were true-born and had a right to that name."
"Lord Bolton has never acknowledged the boy, so far as I know," Sir Roderick said. "I confess, I do not know him."
"Few do," she replied. "He lived with his mother until 2 years past, when young Domerick died and left Bolton without an heir. That was when he brought his bastard to the Dreadfort. The boy is a sly creature, by all accounts, and he has a servant who is almost as cruel as he is. Reek, they call the man. It's said he never bathes. They hunt together, the bastard and this Reek, and not for deer. I've heard tales, things I can scarce believe, even of a Bolton.